Kovas Halvah this Wednesday night. We're on page Yud Zayin. He's going through the table of contents of the Sefer, and he's describing the Sha'arim, and he's really describing how the Sha'arim are linked one with another, but more importantly, he's explaining how each Sha'ar is an outflow and an outgrowth of Achdus Hashem, and how the Kovas Halvah is described in the Sha'ar is a natural, it flows from the reality of Achdus Hashem. He said in the beginning of this paragraph, at the end of page Tes Zayin, he said he's picking the 10 principles that are going to be kolel all other principles, and also makif es yisram. And indeed, I mean, like all the whole chayvus halavus of the majority of mitzvahs, he doesn't talk about directly, he only talks about it indirectly. These are major, like, principles of chayvus halavus. He's talking about Shar HaYichud, Shar HaBechina, Shar Avodas Elokim, Shar HaBitachon. These are, like, very, very basic, fundamental things. And really, until the chayvus halavus came along, and I'm afraid to say even after he came along, as he himself writes about in the Hagdama. I mean, that's his point in the Hagdama. People spend very, very little time contemplating the nature. You say something to him. You did? Oh, okay. It's Sunday night and on. Yeah. Contemplating the nature of Achdus Hashem, of Bitachon, of Kin, and so on. So, like, these are very, you know, very. Even the very basic, they're so fundamental that we don't spend time on it, I think. Okay, so he explained what he's going to write about in the Shar HaYichud, and Shar HaBechina, and Shar HaVodas Elokim, and Shar HaBitachon. That's four. We're up to the fifth now. He's going to have 10 Sha'arim. B'chasher is Bonanti, B'inyan, Ma. Okay, we're like, I don't know, in the middle of the page, of page Yud Zion. B'chasher is. We're up to the after Bitachon, which was the Yisod Revi'i. B'chasher his bonanti be'inyan ma'ashemiyuchad bo ha'echad ha'amiti ve'atzmo. When I contemplated, like next, when I then contemplated another aspect of his uniqueness, of his oneness, of Hashem's reality, ve'inu mishatef ve'inu mishutuf l'shum davar v'loy doyme l'shum davar. He was totally one, totally unique, totally whole. He encompasses everything. Everything is encompassed within him. Hismachti l'kach yichudo b'mishmas ubo avoda b'yichud ma'aseinu l'shmo. He says a very interesting thing. Shar Yichud HaMaisa focuses on how your only reason for doing something is to do the will of Hashem, and nothing else should concern you. Not what your neighbors will say, not what your parents will say, not what your children will say, not what your friends will say, not what anybody will say, not any good things that you think will happen to you, not any problems you think will crop up. You should be doing things l'shma, l'shma being just for the Ratzon Hashem. As simple as it sounds, he spends a whole shahr on it. And he makes the point there, one of the points he makes is that most people do most of their actions because of what other people will say. If you think about it, it's probably true. Anyway, it's not as bad as it sounds. Like, I'll get up in the morning and I'll put on tefillin and I'll daven and I'll say a bracha. But, you know, it's not the same. Anybody who has ever done a shmonesri in his house knows that as horrible as it sounds, it's a different davening when you're davening in your house and you're alone in your living room as when you're in shul with other people. It's different. It's a different Shmoneh Esrei. No, I don't mean that. I don't mean that. So, but the Chavis HaLavos is making a fascinating point. You'll say, it's like, why is that such a fundamental principle? Like, what is the big deal? So in a few short words, he is explaining what a fundamental thing it is. He says, because it's part of Hashem's oneness. if you do anything, to the degree that you do anything that you do for any other reason other than the will of Hashem, you're doing Avodah Zarah. You're doing Avodah, you're doing something for the sake of something else other than Hashem. And Hashem's oneness and Hashem's all-encompassingness and the fact that all of reality is really only Hashem demands that everything we do be for the sake of Hashem. So if we do anything to the degree that we do anything for a different motive or for a different purpose, in effect we're doing something like outside of that reality. We're doing it for a reason of, like, that's like Avodah Zarah. You're doing it for a reason other than Hashem. But Hashem's Achdus demands and requires, just logically, that everything we do just be for that reality. Otherwise, we're doing it for not reality. So it's like Avodah Zarah. It's like you're worshiping Avodah Zarah. That's the way he looks at it. It's not just a question of how frum you are. If you're doing it lishma, you're not doing it lishma. It is connected to the Achdus of Hashem. It's connected to that first basic principle. He says, "Hismachti lekach yichudo, being miyached Hashem." When the Moridic authority is saying that when you do something lishma and only lishma, to do the will of Hashem, you're declaring Hashem echad. When you do something and you have no other motive, no other reason, your mindset is only, I want to do the Ratzon Hashem, and I don't care what anybody says, and nothing is part of your cheshbon, that's a declaration that Hashem Echad.
There's nothing between Lishma and Avodah Zarah?
We're talking in subtleties. Obviously, you're not going to give a guy that eats breakfast and smacks his lips and says that was delicious, you're not going to give him skila, because he did have Avodah Zarah. But it is akin to Avodah Zarah, conceptually.
It's not the Shema.
That's what he's saying. He's saying a stiyah, samach tes yurei, moving aside from doing something for the will of Hashem, means that you are doing something for the sake of some other reality other than Hashem. But that's Avodah Zarah. There's no reality other than Hashem. That's what he spends the whole Shari Yichud HaMaisa on. But you say Shari Yichud HaMaisa, like, why, if you had to pick 10 things that were Chayvus Halvavus, I would venture to say that Yichud HaMaisa would not be on anyone's list. And the Chayvus Halvavus says, no, that's mamash up there. That's up there. Because when doing something Lishma is Hashem Echad, is a manifestation of His Achdus. Doing it singularity of purpose. Singularity of purpose. That's what it means. Yeah, the singularity is Hashem's will. Hashem's will. Yichud HaMaisa doesn't say what the Yichud HaMaisa is miyuchad for. Yichud HaMaisa for Ratzon Hashem. Towards Ratzon Hashem. That's what he says here. Yichudo b'mishmasu ba'avoda b'yichud ma'aseinu lishmo ki lo yiskabel lefonov ma'aseh. Hashem does not accept, meaning it's not perfect, it's not a perfect ma'aseh. Shemeshutav bozulo so'imo, that there's something else, there's something other than himself, so to speak, mixed into it. Lefikach kavati yichud ha'ma'aseh l'shem. Yisod Hamishi Lekama Mechavos Halvavos. That's why that's number 5. That's a fundamental principle, is Shar Yichud Maisa. So we have Shar HaYichud, Shar HaBechina, Shar HaVodos Elokim, Shar HaBitochon, and Shar Yichud HaMaisa. Achakach Shotatati B'dayti, I started thinking more. B'chovoseinu Lo'echad Ha'amiti Min HaGedula Boromemus. It's not enough to say that Hashem is one and Hashem is unique. You now have to know the character of that one, of that uniqueness, which you developed a little in Shar HaBechina, but here he's focused more on HaGedula Baromemus, how great and all-powerful and omnipotent, like Hashem's godless. He ain't kamohu mu'uma. There's nothing that can compare to him in terms of greatness, hagel, hagadol, hagibor, hanora, what all of these things mean. And that brings you to kniya, humbleness, humility. And that's the famous Chaydas Haldobis' approach to humility, where unlike all other Musas for him, he doesn't describe humility in terms of your attitude towards your fellow man. He discusses humility in terms of the etzim. Humility is your attitude towards Hashem, that you are like nothing, so to speak, legabe Hashem. You have no independent existence. You are nothing. And that already will determine your attitude towards your fellow man. Because once you have the right attitude, so to speak, as to who you are and what you are and this, so then, you know, you're going to realize it's absurd to, you know, you say, I'm better than that other guy, when your metzius is next to nothing, you know, compared to Hashem, you're like, everything is Hashem, and you're nothing, so there's no you, there's no him, like, who's better, who's worse. But he discusses the pshat in that midah there. He's just saying why he put it in as a shair, l'fikach kavati yosakniya, humility, yisod shishi l'kama mechodes halbobos, because it examines the attributes of Hashem in terms of his gedula, the whole romemus. The truth is, if you take out a Sefer Tillim, and you read through Tillim, probably 50% of Tillim, maybe a drop less, I don't know, 50% of Tillim is just descriptions of Hashem's godless. It's really, you say, like, what did David HaMelech have to say it so many times for? I got the idea already. Because, you know, Mi Malel Gburos Hashem Yeshmiya Kolti Loso. It's like, it's Ein Sof, right? To examine every aspect of Hashem's godless, of Hashem's greatness, is a lifelong endeavor. If you ever doubt it, just take a Sefer Tillim and pick a Perek and learn it with Malbim. Just simple Malbim. It's like one Perish out of hundreds, thousands. You know, just learn Malbim, and all of a sudden you'll get such an appreciation for the Psukim and what they're telling you about Hashem and how they're describing Hashem. You should feel overwhelmed, and that's what Shar HaKniyah is about. So it's a difficult Shar. We learned Shar HaKniyah. It really doesn't seem to be such a fundamental thing. Again, just like Shar Yichud HaMaisa, it doesn't seem to me. But in the Chavis Halbobis' world, it very much is, because he feels someone that has the right Chavis Halbobis vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu will automatically be a humble person. And it's like almost a litmus test. And that's a litmus test to see if you have the right feelings towards Hashem.
Keep you humble.
Yeah.